Namaste.
Namaste.
Before we start worship tonight, I'd like to practice two Indian songs with you. And the first song will be a song that we'll be doing as a call and response to the psalm. And the words that you need to know for that song are Pavana Ishvara. Pavana.
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 Ishvara.
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 So it means holy God. Pavana means holy. Ishvara means God. I'll sing it for you, and then you can repeat after me. Pavana, Pavana, Pavana Ishvara. Pavana, Pavana, Pavana Ishvara. Wow, you sound like a bunch of Indians. Pavana, Pavana, Pavana Ishvara. Pavana, Pavana, Pavana Ishvara. So that's the first song. The next song will be an invitation to confession. And the word that you need to know for that is Sharanam.
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 Sharanam. I'll sing it, and then you can sing after me. Sharanam, 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 Sharanam. Sharanam, 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 Sharanam. As an invocation to God tonight, as an invitation to prepare your minds, hearts, and bodies for worship, I'll be sharing an Indian liturgical dance with you. The name of the dance is Moonlight. And this dance calls not only us, but the entire creation to lift its eyes towards the cross because it's time to worship. I will explain some of the symbols that I'll be using throughout the dance, so that you can hear the story that comes out of the dance. The first symbol is the swan. The second symbol is the peacock. The water. The mountains, the flower blooming, the wind, the volcanoes, women dancing. The stars, the air, the community.
Thank you.
Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Swarg mahima dikhata teri. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Stutita bhagata prutvi sari. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Jaya, 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 jaya ho teri. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara.
Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You encompass me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it.
Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Swarg mahima dikhata teri. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Stutita bhagata prutvi sari. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Jaya, 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 jaya ho teri. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara.
Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara.
For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. My days were fashioned before they came to be. How deep I find your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, my lifespan would need to be like yours.
Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Swarg mahima dikhata teri. Pavana, pavana, pavana Ishvara. Stutita bhagata.
Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. You that thirst for blood, depart from me. They speak despitefully against you. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my restless thoughts. Look well whether there be any wickedness in me, and lead me in the way that is everlasting.
Bhavana, 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 Ishwar. Bhavana, 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 Ishwar. Bhavana, 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 Ishwar. Bhavana, 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 Ishwar. Folklore goes that in India, when India was ruled by kings and queens, there used to be justice given to people in private and public ways. Private, when you would go to a court and the verdict was given by the king. Public, when you were caught in a sin and you were then pursued by a mob with stones and justice was done. So as a criminal, when you're fleeing from the mob who has stones, if it is in your good fortune that you would encounter the king or the queen in their walk around the kingdom, if you had the good fortune as a criminal, you would go and you would kneel before the king and say one word. Say one word. Sharanam, Sharanam, Sharanam. And what this means is that it's a plea for shelter, not any kind of shelter, shelter for one's life, because one's life is in peril. And if the king chooses to, place the hand on your head and say one word, Abhayam. 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 That would mean that there would be protection on you as a criminal from your head to your toenail. And that's the power of that protection that one word could create. Nobody can touch this criminal again. I share this story with you to invite you into confession today as we chant the word Sharanam, as we seek shelter, and as we seek shelter for our lives from God. Because we know in Jesus Christ that the word is always Abhayam. That the word is always Abhayam. That the grace that God provides us clothes our nakedness. And I invite you to enter into this chant with deep realization of our brokenness as human beings. Because if we deny the brokenness that we have, we deny the wondrous works that Jesus Christ has done for us. Sharanam, Sharanam, Sharanam. Sharanam, 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 Sharanam. Sharanam, Sharanam, Priti Swarupam. Sharanam, 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 Sharanam. Priti Swarupane Sharanam, Divya Jyotiye Sharanam, Karunamurtiye Sharanam, Karunamurtiye Sharanam, Sharanam. Sharanam, 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 Sharanam.
Sharanam, pleads the stranger. Abayam, says the king. The king doesn't know one thing about the criminal and still chooses to absolve him of his sin. Who the criminal is and what he has done isn't important. Where the criminal is does matter, because the criminal must find that king in order to avoid being stoned. The paths of the king and the criminal have to cross before absolution can be given. This is a problem that I have a new insight on. Until this month, I spent 26 years living at the same address on the 1400 block of West Balmoral Avenue in Chicago. But 4 weeks ago tomorrow, on a Friday, I left my job with Sunitha and my colleagues at Global Mission. On Sunday, I said farewell to my congregation. On Monday, I got up early to kiss my son goodbye as he drove off in a rental van to a new life in New Orleans, and resettled my 14-and-a-half-year-old dog with my sister-in-law Monday evening, moved everything I hadn't sold or given away into a storage locker Tuesday morning, and turned my home over to its new owners that afternoon. I wouldn't recommend this. In 5 short days, I went from a person with a fixed address and a pretty good notion of where to encounter the king in my neighborhood, should I need to find the king, to someone on one of those ventures that we speak of daily in the Holden Prayer, ventures of which nobody can see the ending, on a path untrodden, facing perils unknown. And that's where Psalm 139 comes in. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all of my ways, sings the poet in the psalm. In the heavens, in the grave, in the uttermost parts of the sea, in the womb, cloaked in the darkness of difficult times, standing in my empty house, waiting for the bus at Columbia Station in Wenatchee, in all these places, God knows me and God can find me. It doesn't matter that I have no address. If, as the psalm says, my days were fashioned before I came to be, then God expected this, and the divine GPS system is all charged up and ready to track me. The who message of Psalm 139 is equally reassuring. Half of my life was spent in Chicago in one address, and a great part of my identity is still there, where over the years I served as everything from block club president to book club member to Cub Scout leader to field trip chaperone. I'm leaving that, and I'm coming back to live among the people who knew me in the first half of my life as daughter, sister, student, and friend. In fact, some of these people knew me in the moments right after God finished creating my inmost parts and knitting me together in my mother's womb. It's a rich and terrible intimacy that I have been evading with my grown-up life in Chicago for a long time. Will they know me? Will I know them? Is the me that they think they know the same me I believe I've become? Psalm 139 to me also promises that I can spend the fall untangling my identity and my family of origin, because I don't have to worry about my identity before God. I am part of a rich and terrible divine intimacy, born before I was, guiding me through times of darkness, fear, and hatred, and extending beyond my death. And even knowing me this well, in all the places I've called home, in all the roles I've clad myself in as I've worked hard to pass myself off as a responsible adult, in all my ways, no matter how pathetic or reprehensible, God makes it clear that when I say Sharanam, God will still reply, Abayam. Like my parents and siblings, God knows me a little too well and loves me anyway. Abayam, Abayam, Abayam. So search me out, O God, and know my heart this fall as I'm wandering these three states, spending deep time with people who've been waiting almost three decades for me to come home. Try me and know my restless thoughts as I wait for buses and trains to the next destination and wish that my son were closer. Look well whether there be any wickedness in me and lead me in the way that is everlasting. Sharanam, Abayam. Amen. And now the children of Narnia will sing for us.
To receive the absolution from children, isn't it? For our sending today, I'm going to invite you into something that's daring. We'll be dancing for our sending, but I promise you it's just one simple step. Right leg, left leg, right leg, left leg. I want to share this with you because of this community that's in my state, Andhra, in India. It's a tribal community, a Christian community, that when you enter into this community, they wash your feet. And there's something special about this community. And then they sing a song about how Jesus is like fresh lime. Makes your mouth water. And so this community dance is celebrating this Christ that is so fresh, that renews us when we come into community. And we'll be dancing just for a little while, and I have brave volunteers that are going to join me. And then if you feel comfortable, and if you feel called to, please join the line and join the community. When they call the community to come, this is how they call. Re la re. Re la re. So, will my planted community come up now? Re re la. Re la yo re la re la re re la. Re la yo re la re la re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. Re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. Re re la. Re la yo re la re la re re la. Re la yo re la re la re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. I'm going to put a little more pressure. Come on, come join. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. Here we go. I'll start moving the line so everybody can join. Re la re. Re re la. Re la yo re la re la re. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. Re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. Mana Yesu tungaku tungi toda. Mana Yesu tungaku tungi toda. Aku vada nimmayor. Aku vada nimmayor. O jata gade, na jata gade. Yesu Prabhu namate, Yesu Prabhu namate. O yani vade, o yani vade. Re re la, re la yo re la re la re re la. Re la yo re la re, re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. Re la re la re re la. Re la re la re re la. Re re la re la re re la re la. I can't say that you're much of Indians in this one, but thank you anyway. Go in peace and serve the living, loving, and dancing God.